Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor of the Tenkar's Tavern blog. So, today, I'm going to address something. I've been asked this off and on over the years, especially over the last couple of months, and it ranges from how do you start a successful blog to how do you start a successful podcast. And I don't have that magic bullet. I don't know. I don't have that potion to give you, or that book that you can read and go, "Oh, this is how I'm going to succeed." I can't give you that, because there are some intangibles that I am unable to explain. But I will give you some advice that will at least put you on firm ground if you want to get involved in blogging or podcasting. I think the most important thing, by far, is that whatever you do, whether it's blogging, podcasting, YouTube videos, it should be about something that you're passionate about, that you believe in. And I say this because when I retired, I tried to start a blog about beer. I like my beer. I know some ways I'm passionate about my beer. But I was going through the motions. I mean, when I blog, when I podcast, you're hearing my voice. You weren't hearing my voice with the beer shit. Because although I wanted to do something like that, I didn't really have my heart in it. I've been doing the blog now for over 10 years. I've been doing this podcast for over a year and a half. And I think, you know, I'm pretty passionate about both. If you are passionate about what you are bringing to the table, that will carry over. People will recognize that. And if they share your passion, then they will want to read or listen to or watch you or whatever the case may be. Be true to yourself. What I mean by be true to yourself is don't put on a persona. There are people who admittedly are successful in, you know, blogging at the Pundit. All right. He's moderately successful as a blogger. He's got a successful YouTube channel. Why is he successful? Because he has a good shtick, and he puts on a persona. What the pundit that you see is not the pundit that's behind the curtain. Okay, he's like the Wizard of Oz, and some people can pull that off. Most of us can't. And those of us that can't, that try to do so, you'll never be authentic to your audience. Authenticity is important. So if you want people to connect to you, not just because of a common interest, but because of who you are, be yourself. Some of us it's easier than others. That isn't necessarily the easiest. Now with me, somebody go, "But yeah, your real last name isn't Tenkar." Agreed. Because when I started blogging 10 years ago, I had to keep my hobby, my gaming passion, separate from my employment. And I think a lot of people might have that. So you can still be authentic to who you are, even if you aren't using your name. Something to keep in mind. Be consistent. And what I mean by be consistent, not just in the quality of what you do, but be consistent in how you release your blog posts, podcasts, YouTube videos, whatever. I do stuff on a daily basis. I used to do multiple posts a day on the blog side, but with the podcast involved now and the balancing act of, yes, you're retired, but holy shit, your responsibilities at home have increased by a magnitude. But I've kept up the one post, sometimes two, one podcast a day. You don't have to do that. It's not sane for most people to do that. Let me explain something to you. But you can still be highly successful by maintaining a routine. Maybe you put up a podcast every Tuesday, or maybe you're a Tuesday, Friday person, or maybe you're every other Wednesday. You need a routine, not just for you, because it helps you be consistent in putting stuff out there, but you need a routine because that is how your audience will remember you. Oh, well, you know, DM Smith always puts up a podcast on Tuesdays and Fridays. Let me look to see if it's, oh yeah, it's up. That's awesome. Great. I'm going to listen to it as opposed to putting it up on random days. I really don't believe in that. And some people do. I understand that. And some people just, you know, you're blogging because you just want to blog. But I'm talking about if you want to build an audience, this is the steps that you should consider doing. Once you have established an audience in one medium, like I did with blogging, 10carstavern.com, once I established an audience there, adding a podcast into the mix, and I'd already participated in other podcasts, Heroes Brew, Save or Die, the Faraway Land podcast, the Brainstorm podcast. I participated in other podcasts, but launching my own podcast, because I had already established a readership, people who were looking at what I was writing, there was a portion of that that was going to carry over to my podcast. Realize that when you come into any of these things, you're whether it's blogging, podcasting, YouTubing, or any of that stuff, you need to build a community. You need to build followers, friends, people that give a shit enough that they want to actually hear or read your word. How do you do that? You participate in social media. You participate in forums. You make comments on other people's blogs. And when you do this, you're not just going, oh, a great blog post. I have a new podcast called Listen to Me Now. That's not how you do it. Okay. You have to establish yourself and who you are if you're going to, you know, work social media before you sell what you want to bring to the table. This doesn't happen overnight. Anybody who thinks that they are going to start something and then overnight find success, you're most likely going to be very sorely disappointed. Doesn't mean it's not going to happen. I'm not saying that. But there are ways to certainly increase your chances to build a successful base for what you want to share if you follow these small steps. Like I said, there are intangibles. Some people might really connect with you. Some people may not. You may not. You're not going to please everyone. If you aim to please every potential reader or listener, you are going to miss the majority of the people that would really want to listen. And you're going to say, well, there's, I don't know, throw a number there. There's 10,000 potential people that could listen to my podcast, and I want to aim at all 10,000. No, you want to aim at the 1,500 that are interested in what you're interested in and are going to hear and see your spoken and written voice and find a connection to it. You're not going to connect with everybody, and that's fine. If you try to write or talk to that commonality where all these Venn diagrams connect, you're not going to connect very well to any of them. Which goes back to what I was saying before. Be true to yourself. Be honest. Okay? If you think that your community can't judge whether you are honest or not, you're going to be mistaken real quickly. And just because on, you fall into one side or the other in some internet drama, think before you put yourself into it. I do. I step up when I believe that, the support from me is needed. And it's worthwhile and it is valid. Okay? And generally speaking, if you're acting true to yourself and true to your heart, I'm much like most of your community. I might not necessarily agree with you 100%, but I will support you because your heart's in the right place. Your heart, my heart, everybody else's heart doesn't have to line up. They're not always going to be in that same place. But if you try to please everyone, you're going to find that you're probably not going to be pleased in that community that you were trying to grow. No, I don't think I'm going to write a book about this stuff because my ramblings will probably be on par with whatever ramblings we get from James Raggi and his ref book as he does free association transcription to get his ideas down. But I already paid for that shit. You're not paying for this, right? All right, folks. As always, thank you very much for listening. Yes, we're not scripted. That's not the question. Do you script? I don't even generally put out maybe a sentence to guide me, prod me. As always, folks, thank you for listening. If you're on iTunes, you want to leave a review, awesome. If you're like me and generally too lazy to do so, I understand. Be safe, be well, God bless. Roll those dice. And I will talk with you all and see some of you next Saturday at ChiroCon. But I will talk with the rest of you tomorrow. Later, folks.